You're now tuned in to Sheriff Says
Sup.
Just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
What's up, what's up, what's up, what's up? Apparently it's Joshua's birthday. Who's Joshua? The one y'all call Jesus. I'm not anti-Christ, I'm pro-savior. But I'm definitely anti-Jesus, man. That is just, that's so disrespectful to call him by a different name. I'm just saying, man. So we're going to jump right into this. The show is stacked. And I'm not going to stop making fun of that. That's just funny. It's stacked like a BLT. Like a sandwich. Dude, this is so stacked. It's like Jenga. This show is so stacked that it's like, it's like a billion sandwiches that you can't fit into your mouth. This show is so stacked. It's got 20 billion pieces of bologna in between all the bread. And there's no getting around it. It's that stacked. Yeah. Okay, so I'm gonna jump into this, both feet into the pool, butt naked, and just say, Obama is Osama bin Laden. Obama is Osama bin Laden. We have had a terrorist gay man for president. Now, whether that could have been all for show. I've never seen him kiss Michelle bin Laden. But Michelle got a big ass dick. I'm serious, y'all. I don't know if I talked about all this before, but I'm going to keep drilling it into your head because the show is stacked. It's stacked so high that you think it's going to fall down on you like the World Trade Center. And I don't care if you're offended by that because I'm so sick of the damn 9/11. I'm sick of it, bro. I was so sick of it that I actually went on Instagram and talked to the Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch. And I was all like, hey, y'all, please don't even mention it this year. Just don't say anything about it, please. And they said something about it and I got pissed. And I'm sorry for that. Because, I mean, you know, I guess people really did die. But it's just like, I am sick of it, dude. We have been lied to about this whole thing for so long. And I'm just sick of it being brought up. If you're not going to talk about the truth of the matter, then shut up. That's just the way I feel. But anyways, Michelle Obama got a big ass dick. There's this video where Michelle Obama is doing karate, you know, doing workout moves on a punching bag. Left punch, right kick, right? Well, when Michelle Obama, Michael LaVon Robinson, does this right kick, you can see the big package. There is no denying that there is a big Johnson there. I'm serious, bro. I just, wow, right? Hang on, I'm getting some messages. I gotta check my phone real quick. Well, that was my mom, and she said, Merry Christmas, Chance, I love you. I've been waiting for that. I've been waiting for somebody from my family to say Merry Christmas and that they love me. I'm not spending Christmas with my family, so you know I'm doing my podcast right now. But I will give my mom a call back after I'm done. And I told her, Happy Merry Hana Kwanzaa Christmas. I love you too. Hope you're doing well. And I'll give you a call as soon as I'm done recording my podcast. Pow, pow. Okay. So yeah, Michelle Obama got a big ass honk. Honk, honk. Yeah, big honker. Nice effing model. Honk, honk. I'm serious, bro. Watch Michelle Obama works out on YouTube. Just look that up. You'll find it. You will find it. She's got on whatever it is. It's got on a black tight suit. Now, whether Osama bin Laden is slamming that or not, I don't know. I have no idea. I don't want to know. I don't care. I don't care. I really don't. But what I do care about is the fact that they would come over to our country and disrespect our political process in such a way. That's gross, dude. There's something wrong with your medulla oblongata. If you really got to just come along and mock our lives like that. I mean, like, seriously. That's just wrong, man. That is just wrong. Like, how disrespectful do you really gotta be to do something like that to another country? Just come over and mock it like that. How are you just gonna let your village idiot come over here and then just do stupid stuff? See, I don't understand that. Just because you disagree with what our village idiot does, doesn't mean that you can send your village idiot to come over here and get all up in our politics and run for office like that. I don't care if his dad was a billionaire in construction or not. Hence, 9/11, hello. His dad was a billionaire in construction, Osama bin Laden. Obama's dad, who is Osama bin Laden's dad, is a billionaire in construction. Now, think about that. If he's a billionaire in construction, and Osama bin Laden takes over his company and inherits all his money, and he comes over to our country, fakes 9/11, empties the building out the day before, makes sure everybody is escorted out. So yeah, your family dying in that building, stop lying. If firemen ran into that building before it collapsed, that's a different story. And that's really screwed up. So yeah, I can understand that people and their families died in that building, but people who worked in that building did not die that way. And if I'm wrong, correct me. But the people jumping from that building are all digitized. The proof is out there, folks. The proof is out there. I don't care how tinfoil hat you think I am, dude. The truth is out there. The truth and the proof. It's not just the truth. It's the proof. What proves that what I'm saying is very real. I'm not just talking here to hear myself speak. I'm telling you what's going on. It's nuts. I'm not even trying to be left wing or right wing about it. I'm not trying to fantasize about it. I'm not trying to put ideas into your head. I'm telling you straight up. This is what's up. If you don't like it, move to Japan. Move to somewhere else where you don't have to deal with this. And you don't have to hear this. Because nobody cares what you think. Because this is what's up. What you think has nothing to do with what actually is. Can you believe that we sat by and allowed Osama bin Laden to be president? Like, that's how insignificant the president is to the whole country and the whole world. We put this person up on a freaking pedestal. Act like he's the bee's knees and the cream of the crop when he's not. I think we can all safely say that between Obama and Trump, there's no significance in who these people are and how they affect our lives. It's just not happening, folks. You know, it's just ridiculous, dude. It's just another village idiot. And so, like, I look at myself and I'm all like, you know what? I will be the person to get into politics at this level, because I face it, I'm already in politics, whether you like it or not. But to this level and actually do something. I'm tired of people taking the easy way out and faking their deaths to go undercover and whatever, and to go join F-Boy Island. It's messed up, man. Because think about it. Think about all the beheadings we were forced to watch. Did you watch the Nick Berg beheading like I did? I did. And it makes me wonder, was it digitized? Was it, like, what was that? Did Nick Berg really die? Because, like, I want to believe it because I watched it with my own eyes. I saw it and it was nasty and I hated it. I hate you for making me watch that. Now, you didn't put a gun up to my head. But dude, you tell me somebody's being beheaded and there's a video of it, I'm like, no, you're lying. Give me the proof, let me see this. I gotta see it with my own two eyes. It makes me wonder, and they're kicking around the head. It's gross, dude. That could be very well true, but it makes me wanna rethink about this, revisit this for you guys. Think about all those beheadings that were news, they became news. That was the news. Think about that. And then we watched Saddam Hussein get hung. Who watched that? Was it real? Was it faked? What is the reality of these situations now that we know that all of that with 9/11 was fake and digitized? And if you haven't looked it up, look up the truth about 9/11. There's a video that details a lot of it called Loose Change. Watch that. Loose Change. Loose Change 9/11. Look up the video. Watch it. And there's all, dude, there are so many websites with photograph proof, all the similarity proof. I mean, it just details everything. It tells you everything that shows you that the whole thing is fake. There's a podcast by Sarah Westall where she interviews a guy who knows and was in construction who knows that it's fake. His dad was like, oh my God, this whole thing is fake. Everything is fake. This whole, there's just something not right about this. The building was imploded floor by floor. I mean, dude, there is so much proof out there. Do yourself a favor and look it up. So were beheadings real? I don't know. I really don't know. But with the way movies are and crap like that and graphics and everything, it could have very well been faked. Saddam Hussein hung. We don't know if that's the truth or not, but we watched him get hung in the video. If you haven't seen it, look it up. You know, it's just crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy to even think about. Or they'll call you crazy for thinking about it or even bringing it up. But then you slam it in somebody's face that had no idea and they're like, oh my God, that is the 100% truth. They understand. Because none of the other crap they're being told makes any sense. You know, that's taking the village idiot to a whole new level. Speaking of the village idiot, you know, my roommate has major Trump derangement syndrome. Anytime I come around, the only thing that comes out of his mouth is Trump, 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 Trump. And I'm like, dude, shut up. Shut the fuck up. I'm so tired of hearing that goddamn word. I'm tired of this shit. Stop. Stop saying the fucking word. The only word I want to come out of your mouth is Trahan. Chance Trahan for president. You don't like it? Blow me. That's how I feel. I had somebody at the bar last night. Yes, on Christmas Eve, I went to the bar and I drank beer, which I don't ever do. And this prick had the nerve to say, I'm gonna videotape you and basically hold it for ransom, right? So I have to pay him. I told him, do it! Do it! I want you to. Please do. Please add to my life. Make it even that more colorful. Please do. Create a controversy. I don't care. It's much better than being a village idiot.